WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. Today we're diving into something near and dear to my heart morning rituals. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help podcast telling me to meditate for an hour, hear me out. I get it. Mornings can be tough. You're groggy, the world feels chaotic, and your brain is still half asleep. But what if I told you there's a way to hack those early hours? What if I said you could build a morning routine that doesn't just get you out the door but actually sets you up for success, both mentally and physically? That's what we're talking about today, how simple morning rituals can seriously upgrade your mental health. Think of it like this. Your mornings are kind of like the foundation of your day. Just like a house needs a solid base to stand tall, your mental well-being needs a strong start. And the good news is, building that strong foundation doesn't have to be complicated. Okay, so let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game through morning rituals. First, mindfulness matters. I know, we hear this all the time. But trust me, even a few minutes of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Think about starting your day by noticing your breath, paying attention to your surroundings, or simply acknowledging how you're feeling. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind before the day's chaos kicks in. Second, movement is magic. Don't overthink this. It doesn't have to be a hardcore gym session. Even a quick walk around the block, some stretches, or a few yoga poses can get your blood flowing, boost your energy, and clear your head. You know that feeling when you wake up stiff and sluggish? Movement literally shifts that energy in your body and mind. Third, fuel your brain. Ever notice how much better you feel after a healthy breakfast? It's not just about the calories, it's about giving your brain the nutrients it needs to function at its best. Think whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and protein. Skip the sugary cereal and opt for something that will actually power you up throughout the morning. Fourth, set intentions. Start your day with purpose. Take a few minutes to think about what you want to achieve, both big picture and small tasks. It's like giving yourself a mental roadmap for the day. Ever notice how much more productive you feel when you have clear goals? And finally, practice gratitude. This one is powerful, folks. Taking a moment to appreciate the good things in your life can seriously shift your perspective and boost your mood. Think about 3 things you're grateful for, big or small, before you even get out of bed. It sets a positive tone for the entire day. You know that feeling when you wake up, but it's like hitting snooze on your brain. You feel sluggish, unmotivated, and maybe even a little anxious about the day ahead. Well, I've been there, trust me. But then I started implementing some simple morning rituals, just 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and it was like flipping a switch. One morning, I was feeling particularly stressed about an upcoming deadline. Instead of hitting snooze and diving headfirst into work, I did something different. I took a few minutes to meditate, focusing on my breath and letting go of anxious thoughts. Then, I went for a quick walk in the fresh air, appreciating the sunshine and birdsong. When I returned home, I felt surprisingly calm and focused. Those 5 minutes of intentional morning practice made all the difference. I tackled that deadline with newfound clarity and confidence. And guess what? The next day, I repeated it. And the next. It became a habit, a ritual that set me up for success, both mentally and practically. So here's the takeaway. Start small. Don't overwhelm yourself with elaborate routines. Pick 1 or 2 rituals that resonate with you and gradually incorporate them into your mornings. Be consistent, that's key. Remember, even 5 minutes of intentional practice can make a world of difference. You don't need to become a morning guru overnight, just focus on building healthy habits that support your mental well-being. And hey, if you try one of these rituals and it works for you, share it with me. Let's build a community of strong starters together. Until next time, keep those mornings positive and productive. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.